All right. Vayomer Moshe, Moshe said to the Bnei Yisrael, Vayomer Moshe, Bnei Yisrael, see, Kara Hashem B'Shem. Hashem has called B'Shem, B'Tzalel ben Uri, ben Chur l'mata Yehuda. Okay, so over here, what does Rashi say? Rashi here says, Chur b'no shel Miriam Hoyer. So B'Tzalel was the son of Uri, who was the son of Chur, Lamate Yehuda. So what does that make over here? What does that make B'Tzalel? B'Tzalel is the great-grandson, right? B'Tzalel is then the great-grandson of Miriam. Miriam, who is Miriam married to? Miriam was married to Nachshon ben Aminadav. Is that correct? I think so. So we have over here, Miriam's son was Chur. And Chor's son was Uri, and Uri's son was Bezalel. So I guess that makes Bezalel the great-grandson of Miriam. Miriam was Chor, that's her son. Her grandson was Uri, and her great-grandson was Bezalel. Okay, Beno shel Miriam Hoya. What does the Targum say? Targum says, V'amar Moshe l'Bnei Yisrael chazosi dirabi Hashem. Okay, so here's an extra word over here in the Targum. The Targum over here says, Ru'u Koro Hashem. So this is very interesting. The word Koro, the Targum is translating as Dirabi. Dirabi means Hashem has raised. Okay, Hashem has, one second. Hashem has raised. What do you mean Hashem has raised? Hashem has nurtured, right? Hashem derabi. Derabi means Hashem has, how do they translate it in English? In English, Hashem has designated. That's not really what it means. I disagree with that. Derabi, Hashem has guided. V'shum b'tzalel bar uri bar chul l'shifta d'yehuda. Let's see what it says in the Mefarshim. Mefarshim will hear this pasuk. This is Perek Chofhei, pasuk Lamed. Perik, Lamed, Hey, Pasuk, Lamed. Dirabi. Shegidal. You see, like I was correct. Hashem has, Gidal has raised. That's a tremendous Chiddush. Tremendous Chiddush to translate the Pasuk Hashem has raised. Bezalel. That's not the civil translation. Alright, fine. Bishum Bezalel. Bar'ui Bar'chul Ma'elashifa Dihudo. Next, pasuk lamed al vayimali Hashem ruach elokim. Hashem has filled him with ruach elokim. Hashem has filled him with ruach elokim. Bechachma ubisvuno uvedas uvechol melacha. How many chachma? With wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge. Bechol melacha. Velachshav machashavos, to have the ability to bechoyshav machashavos lasois vazahav uvakesev anchoyshes. What else did Hashem teach him how to do? Uvachoyshes even. To cut stones, lemalois, to fill them up in their settings, uvacharoshes eitz, and every kind of charoshes, craftsmanship of wood, lasois b'chol meleches machashavos, to engage in all different types of craftsmanship. Now, by the way, ulehoros nosan belibo, and Hashem put into his mind directions, instructions. Who the Oholia ben Achisamach lamateidan? He together the Achisamach lamateidan. Okay, now over here is any Rashi on this? Yes. Over here we have Oholiyav. Over here Rashi says b'shevet don min haYerudim b'sheva shvatim. Oholiyav was from shevet don. Shevet don is from the Yerudim. The Yerudim means from the lowest of the shvatim. V'mei hashvaches from the mei hashvaches v'hishvahu hamokav lebetzalel lemalachas hamishkan. And Hashem made him equal to Bezalel in the work of the Mishkan. The Shoah will not have any more recognition. The Shoah over here means the Shoah means, I guess, I mean, it means the person who is important. Let's see how he translates the word Shoah. Lonika Shoah. He, the rich. Okay, the word Shoah means the rich is not going to be recognized before the poor. So he's saying over here, Rashi, is that there are two people that are in charge of building the Mishkan. Bezalel. Bezalel comes from Shevet Yehuda. That was the most distinguished of the tribes. And Oholiyav came from Shevet Dan, which was the which was the least distinguished of the tribes, to teach you that in Hashem's Mikdash, everyone is equal. No one has more importance than another person in the building of Hashem's home. Okay, now by the way, this is a question they asked. They asked on the Chumash Rashi test. On the Chumash Rashi test, they asked the question, how many malachos did Bezalel know? This was the question. So I probably got wrong. The question was, Chochma is one, Bisvun is two, Das is three, Uvachol Malacha, that's four, V'lachshay Machashavos, that's five, V'lachsoyis Bazahav is six, Kesef is seven, Unachayshas is eight, Uvacharayshas Even is nine, I guess Lamalois is nine, Uvacharayshas eight is ten, Lasois B'chol Malachas Machshavos is 11, Ulahoyos Nasan Beliboy is 12. I don't really know what the answer was. Maybe there's a Rashi. I don't know. This was the question last week's parasha. If you want to go count all the different items here in the pasuk, it sounds like that Bezalel was given a blessing. Was given a blessing that he knew how to do. How many things? 12 different things. 12 different things. He had this wisdom. Chochma b'svun v'das. 1, 2, 3. Uvchol malachos. 4. Lachshei Machshavos is 5, Zov, Kesef, and Chayshas, 6, 7, 8, Chayshas is 9, Lamazah, Chayshas is 10, 11, 12. 12 different things, okay? Fine, okay, now let's take a look at the Targum. Let's quick review of the Targum on these Pesukim. Okay, we have here, we have Moshe Rabbeinu, we did the Rabbi. Vayimali Yosef Ruach Elokim. V'ashlem imei Ruach Nevuah min Kodem Hashem. Okay, so over here, this is a very important Targum. The Targum learns, when it says here that Hashem filled him with Ruach Elohim, the Targum says Ruach Nevuah. That's a chidush. It doesn't say anywhere the word Nevuah. It is a Ruach Elohim. We know that there's Ruach HaKodesh, and there is Nevuah. And that's the most basic fundamental difference between Sifrei Nevi'im and Sifrei Kisuvim. Sifrei Nevi'im were written, the words of Nevi'im were inspired with Nevuah, and the Sifrei Kisuvim is Ruach HaKodesh. And here it says Ruach Elokim, which we're translating as a Ruach of Nevuah from before Hashem, with Chochma, Besuch Lesanu, Uvemada, V'chol Ivida, with Seichel, Mada. Okay, Seichel, okay, that's Tvuna, Madu v'chol Avida. Okay, the next pasuk says, Lachshoy Machashavos, Ule Alofo Umanvan. Okay, so that, what does that mean exactly? Lachshoy Machashavos means to learn Ule Alofo Umanvan, to learn skills. Lemeba b'dahava uv'kaspa uvin chosha. Okay, v'chareishu seven, uve umonus even tova, v'ashlama uve nagorus, that's carpentry, o'o, as wood, l'mebad b'chol avidas uman von, okay, ulo hoyos nosan b'liboy, ulo alofo yiha b'liboy, hu b'liya barach yismach l'shifta d'don. Now let's see over here what it says over here in the Ma'at Tzori, maybe we have here some insight into some of these very interesting concepts. So here it says over here is Besuch Lesanu. What's Besuch Lesanu? Yesh Oymim She Mekoyroi Milosh HaKodesh Seichel. Ve'achlof Asa Oysiois Shin and Samach HaRegel Bevaramis Zikvar HaKosa Vardak Shanosan HaSeichel Bimremim Ramim Hu Losh HaSeichel Afi Shokosa Bevar Samach. Okay, next. La'alfona U'mon Von to teach. Okay, so he's saying something very important. In Pasuk Lamed Beis, it says, See this word over here? Pasuk Lamed Beis. V'lachshoyf, to think, machashavos. What does that mean? So over here, the Targum, this is a very good makar for a drasha for teachers. To think machashavas. Over here it says in the Targum, ule alofa u manvan, to teach a craftsmanship. In other words, it seems like, you see, to teach craftsmanship with ingenuity, to execute those plans in gold and silver, to teach other people to do ba zahav uva kesev anachoshes. So this is an amazing concept. How do you translate this simply? To think. V'lachshoy machashav is to think. To think thoughts. The Targum says the thinking over here is that Bezalel was a pedagogue. A pedagogue, he knew how to teach other people. That is a very great talent, and that talent was necessary in order to have people help him. Bezalel could not do everything by himself. He needed to have some people to work with, and he needed to train his helpers. So he had the skill of teaching other people how to do what he did, to assist him. How many people can do that? Yeah, many people that are geniuses and they know how to do something, but they do not know how to teach their skill to other people. The ability of v'lachshev machashava is to think thoughts. It's over here in the Ma'at Tzor, he says tzoruch im. This is a mystery. How did the Unculus jump, this quantum leap from the word to think thoughts? How did he come to translate that to mean to teach other people how to engage in these skills? How did he get there? How did he come to that conclusion? But that's what it says. Okay, now I'll just tell you an interesting story about my Rebbe, Rav Chaim Siegel in Chaim Berlin. It's a great story. I probably told you in the shir many times. And the story is, I know Chonon Fantek, he's now a Rebbe in Boston. He told me this story that our Menahel in Chaim Berlin, he invited the boys in 12th grade every Shabbos. I remember exactly what he invited them to come for Shalosh Shuras in his house. And you know, he was in Borough Park, and most of the boys lived in Flatbush, so the boys would walk. They would walk from Flatbush to Borough Park to come to his home for Shalosh Seudos. And they came to the house, and they came and they saw him through the window, and they were knocking on the door, and he didn't answer right away. And they looked through the window and they saw that he was bent over his shtender, deeply immersed in thought. Okay, they knocked and he didn't respond right away, and they can see through the window that he was there. And then they knocked again. Then all of a sudden he was startled and he opened up the door. And he told them, oh, you hear good, let's go wash. So one of the boys was curious, what was he learning? He was bent over his shtender, deeply immersed in thought, v'lachshoiv machashavos, deeply immersed in thought. What was he learning? What was he engaged in? They went over to the shtender and they saw that on the paper, on the shtender, was a class list, a 10th grade class. He was the Manal of the whole yeshiva. And basically it occurred that what he was doing was, he was looking at the names of the boys and was just thinking about them, was deeply immersed in thought, where is this boy holding? Where is he? How is he doing? What is he up to? He had a relationship with every one of his students. And it was an amazing insight into his... He looked at a student as if the student was a sefer. He was going through the names of the boys in the class list. So when I learned this, when I over here, I just read this, it says, V'lachshoiv machashovais unkelis. What does it mean to think thoughts? Unkelis says, it means, uvi, we won't pass it, ule alofo uman von. To teach craftsmanship. Okay, so it's not an exact match to the story that I'm telling you, because he was there, but it is pretty close. Every student needs, you know, tender, loving care. Every student needs to be treated in a unique way. It needs to be nurtured and developed. And it's amazing over here that it says this word, lachshoy machashov, is to think thoughts, to teach the student, to teach, to know how to teach craftsmanship. Okay, now we go to the next, okay, now we go to Vacharesha 7, okay, Uvu, okay, that's what it's over here in the Ma'at Tzori, again, Ulalamed Ni Yois, Tzorachian. Eich nilmad zeh miloshna mikra. Oy tzorchin, lama ein zeh nichla b'mashu kosev l'kamanu l'hoyrois nosan b'livai. What does that mean? Okay, we have to come to that in a moment. Now, we go now to the next, we go now to Pasuk 33. Pasuk 33 says, v'charoishas even. What does it mean, charoishas? It sounds like charoishas. Pesach is coming up. Meir Appeltoff has a special recipe for charoishas. If anyone wants, come to him at 3:26 a.m. because that's when the constellations in heaven are arranged just right, and he will present you with the recipe and the shame, the right shemois that are necessary to be recited when you prepare it, and then you'll have Mamish, a school like none other. I'm saying all this just to wonder, take a pulse, if anyone here is listening.
My address is, what is it, 11, 19, East 19th Street? What's your house number?
Your house number.
Give me your house number.
No one's coming to me 3:26 in the morning.
Come to me 6:36 in the morning.
Okay, Baruch Hashem, someone's listening. I just wanted to take pulse to make sure someone's listening.
We need some cement, that's all. To make good charoishas.
You need some cement. Real cement.
Yeah,
zeich l'tit,
right?
You have the real ingredients. Give sand and who knows what you're going to put in there. Uva charoishas 7. Charoish, the craftsmanship of cutting stone. Over here, the Targum says, Uve umanus even tova. He added in a word. Where does it say the word tova in the Pasuk? Excuse me. It says, uvacharishas even. It's all it says. Where did the Targum put it? Uve umanus, a craftsmanship. Even tova. Really? Where did it say the word tova? Lemalois. What's lemalois? La'ashlamo, l'chor, that means to put the stone in its setting. It's a groisa chachma to put a stone in the mishpitzos. You put the avnei shoyam and the avnei miluim, they put into mishpitzos. Mishpitzos are settings, right? Get a wedding ring. A ring is a stone. The stone is only part of the wedding ring. You have to put the stone into a proper setting. If you don't put the stone in the proper setting, then you ruin the stone. The beauty of the stone has to be brought out. So grois chachma, to bring out the beauty of the stone in its proper setting. That's also a chachma. Lemalois. And then it says uvinagorus. Means wood. Aleph, ayin aleph. One of my favorite words. Aleph, ayin, aleph in Aramaic is wood. Is eights. Is eights and charoishas. And charoishas, notice here, it is interesting that Targum does not translate the word uvacharoshes as an umnos, but rather he translated it as a nagar. A nagar is a carpenter, a person who works with wood. Now if that's okay. Lenebad b'chol avidas uman von, all different types of meleches macha shoves. Okay, meleches macha shoves, all different types of craftsmanship. Melacha that needs thought, that macha shoves, thought. V'lachshav macha shoves, b'chol meleches macha shoves. All right. So let's see what it says over here in the. Let's see what it says over here in the Me'at Tzori. Avidas u'mo u'mon von. B'gemara amru shemakalkel pata b'shabos. She'ena melachas machshavos. Yafidim me'amishkan l'nyan Shabbos. Minu shechazal perishu melachas machshavos. Kitagim kan shemalachat shichalios melachas u'monos. Chumash perish Rashi melachas machshavos shi melachat u'monos. Ostara b'cheinim toitzi mishus l'shus b'chashir. Alright, doesn't really say very much. Nope, he doesn't really say very much over the Targum. Targum over here is over here. The Ma'atzari is done for the parak. So let's finish up over here. See in the Pesukim. Ulohoyos Nasan Belibois. What does he touch over here? Ulohoyos is a good Vacharish. We did already pass it. Okay, we did this already. Okay, he does the Targum over here. He did not, the Ma'at Sari did not explain why it says Evan Tova. Unfortunately, he did not give us more clarification. Ula Hoyos Nosan Believer. What does this mean? Ula Hoyos Nosan Believer. Ula Allah Foyeha Believe. What's the Chiluk? What is this coming to add? And the ability to instruct, he instilled in his heart. Ula Hoyos. And what's the chiluk? He asked the question before. What's the chiluk? Ulohoros nasan belibos. I'll tell you what I think it means. I'll tell you a drush. Ulohoros nasan belibo. Who the aliyah ben achis machlamated? He and aliyah ben machlamated don. Okay, who will buy some machlam and the shul don? So I'll tell you what I think. It means. The question I'm asking is, what's the chiluk between this was his question 32. V'lachshoyv machashavos, which the Targum translated to mean. To teach. He knew how to teach. How to teach others. Versus Ulohoros Nosan Beliboy. What does this mean? Ulohoros means to give directions. Hashem giving directions, Nosan he put Belibo, he put in his heart. Targum here says Ula Alofa, to teach. So over here, on the word Ula Hoyrois, he translates the word Ula Alofa. And over here, V'lachshoy Machashavos, he translates it Ula Alofa. Haloi Dovar. What's going on over here? Isn't this exactly what we do here? We sit over this Yesoid only 100 times. The Targum Targum Ungulus tries to simplify a simple language. Lashon HaKodesh is from the smallest languages in the world. It's a very small language. There are very few vocabulary words. And along comes the Targum Unculus, and he makes it even smaller by taking different words and translating them with the same Aramaic word. You cannot convince me that there is any relationship between the word V'lachshoyv Machashavos and the word Ulohoros. There's no difference. There's no difference between the word v'lachshoyv, there's no relationship between the word v'lachshoyv and the word ulohoyros. They're two completely different words. Yet, the Targum translates the word v'lachshoyv as ule alofa, and he translates the word ulohoyros as ule alofa. Haloi davar. What are you going to answer over here? So before we give an answer, I want to go on a wild goose chase. He says over here, I should go back and look what it says. Perik Lamed, Aleph Pasik Dalet. So I'm going to turn back over here in the Chumash, Lamed Aleph Pasik Dalet. Perik Lamed Aleph Pasik Dalet. Lachshoyv Machashavais, Lasois Bazo Vakesav Anachoshes.
Over here, the Targum says La Alofa Nivon, same thing. Back in Bitzal, back in the beginning, it says also to teach. And Pasuk Dal La Alofa Nivon, La Lamed Umniyos, Sarachin Eich Nilmazev Lashon Mikra, Yesh Oimim Shapirish Lashem, Achshavas Kederich Shatirgim Lashon Maasei Choshev, Oyved Oyved Uman. Oyved Uman, Bechil Lashon Mikra, Chorosh Vachoshev, Masha Shechoshev, Kul Lashon Uman. Ach ein losham a pasuk kan moire ella lochish biatsmoi ulay al malamid lachedim. Okay, what does Rashi mean in this pasuk? Say da'al losham shavus. Are we gas ma'ase choshev? So Rashi types means to weave. Lachshev machashavus. Rashi disagrees. You see, Rashi back in Parashas Kisisa disagrees. Are we gas ma'ase choshev? The weaving, which is ma'ase chosh, because when you weave, you have to go and you have to make sure. I guess the picture. You gotta make a picture. So you gotta have plans, you gotta think in advance. Okay, so so the tagline over here, Tezosu, so I wanna suggest to you something very simple, is you teach people the second teaching, Ulahoyrois, Targum means Moshe taught, Bezalel had the ability to teach students to teach others. See, it's one chokhmah when Bezalel knows how to teach people, knows how to teach. I can teach you. But I don't necessarily have the ability to bring out in you the ability or the passion or all the different dimensions for you to go on and teach others. There are certain teachers that are very successful and they're able to figure out what makes a person tick, to understand how a person's mind works, and is able to impart in a student knowledge. But then there are another level of teachers who are so wise, so clever, so skilled, not only are they able to impart knowledge in their students, they're able to teach their students how to teach other students, how to continue the cycle. So I want to suggest ulahoyrois nosan beliboy. I want to suggest maybe over Jewish, maybe not. First, it says v'lachshav machashavis. But Bezalel knew how to teach. He would think thoughts. He would come home. There's a famous gemara with dar diki daito yaleim. Remember that gemara? There's a gemara somewhere in Modern Katan where there was a rabbi malamit hinoikos. He taught his kindlach. He taught the children Chayim. He taught them Torah, and he never 13 years he never took vacation, never. And one day, one of the students found him taking a stroll in the garden, and he says, "What are you doing? You're on vacation?" So he tells them, "I'm telling you, I have not taken vacation for 13 years, and now when you see me walking in the garden, Daiti Aleihem, I'm thinking about them." My mind, he was so dedicated to his job, he was thinking about Chinuch HaBanim. So that's V'lachshav Machashavos. But then there's a higher Madrega, where you put in the heart of your student the passion, the will, the ability that they in turn will go to the next level and they will teach others to continue the chain. Ulahoyrois, Nosan, Billy Bo, in whose heart? So the Pshuta Shal Mikra, you can't disagree, means Hashem put in the heart of Bezalel to teach. But maybe you could say Ulahoyrois, Nosan, Billy Bo means the subject is not going on Hashem, the subject is going on Bezalel. Bezalel was blessed with the ability to lehoyrois, to teach, to give his students the ability that they can also teach other people. He inspired his students to be teachers, to be pedagogues, just like Bezalel was a pedagogue. It's Jewish. Okay? So you have to answer the question one way or another, because you cannot deny that we we've learned something very unique. You learn unkelas tarum. Is this something which cannot be ignored? Is ula alofa umanvon, to teach craftsmanship. Okay, v'lachshav, to teach. Betzalel was a pedagogue, and then it says ula hayrois, which is a different word. It says here ula alofa yechav belibei. Who? The Oliya Barachis Machlamat Lashifta Dadan. What does that mean? It means that HaKadosh Baruch is the subject that Hashem put in his heart. Who? The Oholiyav. The Pasuk is a little bit, the construction of the Pasuk is a little bit off. It should say Ula Hoyrois Nosan Billy Boy The Oholiyav Ben Achis Machlamat Dadan. May I hear the question? If the Pasuk really means that HaKadosh Baruch put in the heart of Aholiyav, of a Bezalel, why does it say Billy Bo and then say who? It should just say Ule Hoyrois, Nosan, Billy Boy, the Aholiyav, Ben Achis Machlamat Dan, or Nosan Believe, Hoyrois, Nosan, Belibom. No, Billy Bo, Ve'aholiyah, Ulhoros Nasan, Billy Bo, Ve'aholiyah, Ben Achis Machlamat Eidan, in his heart and in the heart of Achis Samach. This is a very unusual construction of the Pasuk, Ulhoros Nasan, Billy Bo, and then it says, who? Ve'aholiyah, Ben Achis Machlamat Eidan. So I want to suggest over here is that the word Ulhoros Nasan, Billy Bo is not going on Bezalel, it's going on the student. And the student was inspired, was taught how to teach. And then who had this koyach to teach a student how to teach? That was who the Aholiyah ben Achis Machlamat Eidan. And that's the chilek division between the word Lohoyos and the word Velach Shaiv. Okay, that's a Jewish. We learned something different here tonight. Okay, now let's go to the next pasuk. Milios, by the way, I always say this over. Why are there two lions on the Aron HaKodesh? Now, I don't know about you, but all the shuls that I've gone to, the lions are no longer. The lions have run away back to the forest. You know why? Because the Charedim scared them away. They told them that they're a Pesel. Okay, you know, you know Reb Pinchas? Mayor, you know Reb Pinchas? Heshe Pinchas from he told me last night, he was talking to me, he was telling me all these stories. He was telling me all these stories. Oh, do I got a story to tell you? Okay, but I'll tell you another time that story. He told me something yesterday that is really mind-boggling. At least for me, he was telling me all these different things. And he told me that he had a guy that in his practice, he puts out the catalog, all the mantles. So the people in the store, they told him they should no longer put in the catalog the mantle with the lions because no one wants them anymore. Everyone wants leather and fur and all these new things. So he says, no, it's traditional. The lions are traditional. Don't take the lions out of the catalog. And Vayihi Hayoyim, not long ago, someone came into his store and he wanted Bedafka, the lions, because he was about Teshuvah, and he remembers when he was a child, he went to his grandfather, and he remembers the Aron HaKodesh, and he remembers the lions. And when he sees the lions, it's nostalgic. It brings back the Gives of Yankusa, the memories of Kedusha, the previous generation that had lions on the Aron HaKodesh.
This also was probably harder to make because it sticks out.
Harder to make. Nothing's hard to make. For money, you can get whatever you want. You know how much they charge for a mantle? What are you talking about?
Have, you know what they have instead of lions? Instead of lions, they have scarecrows.
They don't have what scarecrows? They have, for money, you can get, and they charge such a rip off on the mantles that you can't even begin to imagine what's going on. In any event, I always tell you why there are two lions on the Aron HaKodesh, because of this Rashi. This Rashi says, Aholiyah was Meshevet Don. במאה שלוחס, וישבו עמוק בלי בצלל, למלך סמשכון שבו מגדולי השבטים. לקיים השנמה ולניקה השואה, the rich is not going to be recognized לפני דול. What is the animal that Moshe, in the Birchus Yaakov, Yaakov gave the brachas to the Shvatim, what did he say? He says, Gur Aryeh Yehuda. Yaakov Avinu compared Shevet Yehuda to a lion. Gur Aryeh Yehuda. When Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Shevet Dan, what did Moshe say about Dan? Ola Dan Omar, Dan Gur Aryeh Yizanek Min HaBashon. What do you compare him to? A lion, Dan Gur Aryeh. So the Shvatim, from all of the Shvatim, there are two Shvatim that compared to a lion. Dan and Yehuda. Who came from Dan? Aholiyah ben Achismach Lamate Dan. Who came from Yehuda? Bezalel. Bezalel, who v'Aholiyah? Bezalel and Aholiyah. They're the ones, they are the master craftsmen of the Beis HaMikdash. To teach you that in the Mishkan, everyone's the same. No one's a yachsen. Loinikar shoya lifnei dol. Equality. No discrimination in the base in the base on Megdash. There was no discrimination in the Mishkan. When you come into shul,
the Kruvim was a boy and a girl.
Correct. Okay, so
do you have a Aron Kodesh that has a girl on it?
No, because the Aron Kodesh is not the Kruvim. On top of the Aron Kodesh is not the Kruvim. On top of the Aron Kodesh are two lions. Why are there two lions? I suggest one corresponds to Bezalel and the other corresponds to Aholiyah. Bezalel is Shevet Yehuda, Gur Aryeh Yehuda from Yaakov Avinu, and the other lion corresponds to Aholiyah from Shevet Dan, Uladon Omar Don Gur Aryeh. When you walk into Shul, everyone is equal before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says in Iyov, V'lo nikar shoya lifnei dol. The rich are not to be recognized, but more so than the poor. And just like in the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had the Mishkan built by Bezalel and Aholiyah, there should be no discrimination. So too, that reminder of there not being discrimination has to be present in every Beis HaKnesses. And every Beis HaKnesses on top of the Aron HaKodesh are the lions, are the two lions looking at each other. There is no discrimination. Affirmative action. Not exactly, but there is no discrimination in the Beis HaKnesses. There are two lions. All right. So what did we learn tonight? Sacha, we learned in other areas. We learned this Zvart that I only told you 100 times about Yehuda, the two lions. We learned the Rashi. I can't help myself. We learned over here the Rashi, the Makar, the whole Drasha is the Rashi we just learned. We learned about the beginning. The first thing is a very interesting diuk. The Targum says is that Re'u Korah V'Shem Bezalel Ben Uri. Targum says Korah means Hashem has raised. He has nurtured Bezalel from day one. From the time he's a child, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already was nurturing him to be the craftsman of the Beis HaMikdash. Ruach Elokim, we learned, is Nevuah. Okay, we learned V'lachshav Machashavos means to teach. Lohoyos means to teach. What's the Chilek? So he said this. First of all, he said, what is V'lachshav Machashavos? To be a teacher, you have to spend a lot of time thinking. Just can't teach. You have to think very deeply what is in the best interest of each and every Talmud. It requires an enormous amount of effort to learn to think. And then we chilling to the word lachshev, the word lohoyrois. Lachshev is to teach. And lohoyrois, not unbelievable, we said that Joshua means that Hu v'Aholiyah, Bezalel and Aholiyah had the ability to inspire their students that they should be teachers. Ulohoyros, that they should teach, Nosan, he put Belibo in the heart of his student. Or students, the collective noun. All right, Rabbi, so we're going to stop over here. Thank you very much for coming, learning with me. If not, if you learn with me, I would sit in battle. So I owe you a very great debt of gratitude. Have a good evening.
Shkoyach, everybody. Good night.
Good night.